MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Sean Nethling, head of investments at Morningstar. Sean, appreciate the time. A recent note out from yourself and your colleagues talking around investment success and talking particularly around how markets have perhaps become structurally harder to predict. And this isn't just geopolitical. I'm thinking there's also technology. Things are changing at rates that just sort of unprecedented, even just, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Yes, Simon. So firstly, thanks for having me on your show. I think if you look at the world today, you know, the way we look at things at Morningstar, there are probably two main forces that are almost reshaping markets. The first is, let's call it geopolitics. Mm-hmm. And we're really moving from a rules-based, almost multilateral system to a more fragmented world where you're seeing the emergence and the influence of, you know, one or two key people in the political space. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a world where, you know, a number of decisions are being made by a small group of leaders, and these decisions can impact markets, whether it's equities, bonds, currency, or commodities, in a very pronounced way. So that's the, let's say, the first, I suppose, force that's mainly shifting and predominantly out of the US. And then I think if you look at a theme which has been in play for a fairly long time, but we're seeing it accelerating, is really technology and technological advancements. So this is really advances in machine learning and AI, and accelerating the pace of change across industries. So what you're seeing here is it's compressing timelines, it's creating a lot of uncertainty, and you're getting this really narrow grouping of winners and losers. So what we're seeing there is this pace of change, which is rapidly accelerating. And again, in an environment where, you know, it's not especially clear how these technologies will necessarily unlock value in businesses. So I think, you know, those dynamics introduce a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unpredictability that's difficult to model, especially using, I suppose, traditional frameworks. So I think the toolkit that investors need to rely on now needs to be a lot more deliberate, you know, instead of, you know, trying to be particularly right on something. I think it's more important to prepare for those different potential outcomes.
I like that. Sort of more about managing probabilities perhaps than anything else. And probabilities, because we're not sure what's going to play out, but you can sort of learn to adapt and respond.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I think the current environment is especially choppy. So trying to predict or speculate or forecast how things are likely to play out is not an especially useful way to spend time. So it sounds a bit cliche, but it's better to prepare than to predict. So I think instead of, you know, try to think about specific outcomes, look at the distribution of potential outcomes or probable outcomes. What do those payoff profiles look like in terms of being right or wrong? Mm. And then most importantly for investors, I think how to think about how portfolios behave under different scenarios. So the value of preparation in an environment like this, and in just being aware and thinking through those different probabilities, is massively important.
I get that. And I like that. It's how they respond. I imagine it's also perhaps sort of around breadth, widening the net across maybe asset classes, maybe geographies, particularly a lot of it, I suspect, well, some of it is certainly going to be looking for mispricing, and that's going to need a wider net.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, another cliche, but, you know, diversification is often cited as your only free lunch. I think in an environment like this, it's massively important to think about how you think about that diversification. So, you know, when you look at different regions around the world, and we've been in this environment where, you know, the US has outperformed for a particularly long period in time, despite being, you know, optically expensive. But, you know, if you choose to invest or underinvest or underweight positions in the US or not invest, that is a decision in and of itself. So I think what you find in an environment like this is there's parts of the world that are especially attractive in terms of being cheap, and there's parts of the world that are more expensive. But I think in this type of environment where you do have these uncertainties, it doesn't necessarily mean that you only buy cheap assets or you only avoid or underweight expensive assets. I think the way you put that puzzle together in a client portfolio is probably one of the more important decisions to make.
In other words, less around strong views and the theme that you've been saying, it's back to process.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, in an environment like this, it's important for investors to stick to their philosophy in terms of how they allocate capital and how they allocate money. So, you know, at Morningstar, we are fundamental long-term investors, and our framework is anchored on that. our process is very much iterative. So, you know, we learn from things that have worked really well. And when things don't work out really as they should in line with expectations, it's important to pretty much revisit your assumptions and try to stress test why things mm-hmm. haven't worked out as expected. So I think the investment process and being malleable about that while making sure that you build robust portfolios is something in an environment where there is a lot of unpredictability. And like I mentioned up front, you've got massive technological change. Again, plus, you know, one particularly influential figure in US President Donald Trump that can shift markets in a very pronounced way.
Yeah. And I hate the phrase that this time is different, but we really are in a different environment. As you said, I mean, one is the president of the US, the other is technology. This really is different times. I'll leave it there. Sean Nethling, head of investments, Morningstar. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.